Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
On the radio and on the internet on umfm.com if you want to check out old episodes.
Wow.
So I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And we talk about video games because we collect video games, we play video games, we love video games. We talk about video game issues.
Video games.
And, well, what's new in the video game world, Alice?
Well, I guess it's sort of like we've had enough time for people, I guess, to get back to work sort of thing. Because we've had more and more game reveals sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We, actually, before we started recording this, we, got a bit of a Nintendo surprise.
Yeah, and I think it was revealed today, today, which is not the day where
we're talking September the 8th is when this has been revealed.
Yeah.
We're talking Hyrule Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
In the Zelda franchise.
What is it? Age of Calamity?
Age of Calamity, which is a sort of prequel to Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, no, it 100%. It's a prequel. It is the 100 years before Breath of the Wild, so, you know, Link has been asleep for 100 years in Breath of the Wild, and we get to see what happens. I think people will be pretty happy with this. It looks like they are doing a lot lore-wise.
Which is very cool because they only ever touched on some of this story in Breath of the Wild. So we actually get to flesh it out a bit in a bit of a different format.
Yeah, which is like the Warriors format, which I don't like. It's so Dynasty Warriors, which is sort of like you're one person and you get to sort of hack and slash like, you know, 20 plus people at a time. That's sort of what happens. And it does lend to the story that, you know, there's sort of a war going on, right?
Right. There was an uprising.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
I'm not 100% sure if they, like, actually explain what happened, which I'm pretty sure they don't. And they're going to sort of maybe expand on it. I don't want to say they're going to explain everything because I know they like to have mystery. And they probably don't want to explain everything, but
they got to save some material for Breath of the Wild, too.
For sure, but I'm just sort of thinking that, you know, it doesn't matter because you know the outcome of this game, right? Like, you know that something sad is going to happen. Like, if you've played Breath of the Wild and you sort of, you clearly are 100 years in the future, right?
So
you're like, everybody you knew and loved is dead. You know this, like, right off the bat.
This is more supplemental material, more than anything.
For sure. I don't know. I just think about it, I'm like, oh, everyone's dead, though. They're all dead. Like, I do think it'll be interesting. I am excited, because I will be happy to, like, get more of the characters. Like, we did get little snippets of, like, sort of Mipha and Urbosa and Revali, and I don't remember the Goron's name.
Goron. So, yes, we will check this game out. It's coming out in November 18th, I believe.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, it's, you know, like, I don't think Breath of the Wild 2 was gonna come this year, regardless of what people thought. And even though it's going to be on the Zelda, like, the sort of the same system that they have for Breath of the Wild, it's still, I don't know. It'll take longer than we think, right?
They like to refine their landscape and their story. Like, there's a lot of changes, last-minute changes, and
there might even be playable Zelda, right?
Fingers crossed on that one, because she's a cool character in this.
Yeah, well, I really like Breath of the Wild Zelda, so I'm excited.
And while we are on the topic of Nintendo, yes, they are releasing Mario All-Stars 3D.
It's all Nintendo news.
It's all Nintendo news right now. So this is going to be released September 18th,
yeah,
I believe.
It's pretty soon.
It's coming up right away. And the thing with this one is it's going to be a limited time release, so you only have until March to pick this up.
Yeah, we'll get it. Like, let's explain what this is first, and then we'll sort of get into that and why it's not amazing. But so we get Mario 64, Which people have wanted for a million years. Mario Sunshine.
Which people have wanted for some reason for a million years.
I've never played it, so I have no opinion on it. You do, so it's fine.
I do.
And then Mario Galaxy, which I really liked. I played the first one quite a bit. I haven't really played the second one, but I feel they're similar, right?
We do have the second one if we ever want to fire up the Wii.
We should. Because we also have Kirby's Epic Yarn, and I want to play that one.
So, this is coming out, right away. I've got opinions on Mario Sunshine, which I may hold off on.
Well, I was like, it doesn't really matter. It's just a game.
It's
a game that's polarizing, and I think everyone needs to understand that. Some people love it, some people hate it. I have no opinion on it other than that it's a Mario game that I've never played.
To me, it's like cookie dough. I like it a lot until I've played too much of it.
I think it suffers from almost any Mario game where at a certain point, some levels are like, why did they do this? why is it like this? Did they run out of ideas? Why did they do this just to torture us? So I feel that happens a lot in Mario games. Some levels are absolute joys and wonders, and some levels are like, wow, I hate it. So it's whatever. But it's coming out on a collection of three games for either digital download or physical release.
When we get it, we're going to get the physical copy.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's something. Here's the good things. It's good that Nintendo finally decided to listen to fans and give them what they wanted, which was these games. Like, you know, the Switch is sort of a perfect platform for things like that, especially N64 games. Like, people who have Switches, like, you know, were a lot of people who grew up with N64, PlayStations, like Super Nintendo, that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
And they have very fond memories of those games and would like to see them again or have them again in, you know, a way that they can play them and share them with people, which is the Switch right now, right? So this is good. Bad thing is the fact that it's a weird limited release, which is something that the Nintendo has sort of done before. Like, I feel amiibos are basically this, right?
Right.
They limited release them. I will say, which is a weird forced scarcity thing, right? Which isn't good. Like, it makes it so that people will buy 40 copies, then once that period is over, they will drive up the cost to like $300 a pop for each of these games, right? Because
right.
we can't get them anymore. And that's not good. And Nintendo doesn't, like, weirdly lets everybody do this a lot, right? Like, it with amiibos, like, it just sort of let that happen. Like, Nintendo could make more amiibos. Like, that would be easy, and people would pay for them.
Yes.
Right? Like,
right.
That's the thing. People will give Nintendo money, right?
Right.
But they would rather have this weird forced scarcity thing where, you know, people will buy 300 Rosalinas and, you know,
just to be upset at Rosalina and give Nintendo their money regardless.
Yeah, and then, you know, resell them for, you know, whatever much dollars. And so nobody can get their hands on Rosalina amiibos, which, you know, adds to the scarcity. It's weird. I don't know why Nintendo does it. It is similar to something like
the Disney Vault.
Yeah. Where, you know, Disney would bring back, like, a old movie it was VHSs, and then it was DVDs, but for a limited time, and it would be gone, you know, in a couple months, and you couldn't get it again.
And you have to wait, like, another 5-10 years for they would
whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, sometimes never, right? Until, like, it was usually, for VHSs, it was, like, once. Maybe sometimes there was, like, weird anniversary editions if it
right.
was special.
I
and
remember
then
those.
DVDs, right? DVDs
right.
were, like, a second generation. Like, they could do that again. But it's weird. I don't know why. Well, I don't know why Nintendo does it, because, once again, people would pay for it. People would pay for that game all year long.
People want that nostalgia factor to be available to them pretty much whenever.
And, like, I do get it that it's, like, it is September to, like, March, right? Like, that is sort of as long as they're letting it be there for, but it's still weird and unnecessary once again.
Yeah. So, regardless, we will be getting it. We will be checking it out. And I will be getting frustrated over Mario Sunshine and expecting my thumbs to have blisters.
I'll maybe play Mario Galaxy, but I can't play the other two because they give me vertigo and anxiety. Probably Mario Sunshine for sure. Like, if there's holes Mario has to jump over that he'll die in, yeah.
Not nearly as stressful as Mario 64, I will put that out.
That's nice. So. I do enjoy Mario 64. I do enjoy those crunchy polygons, but I enjoyed that. But regardless, yeah, Mario. I'm excited for Mario.
So, I got you to pick out a game for me last week because I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
And I started playing Hitman 2.
Yeah.
I am really enjoying Hitman 2 in a way that I did not enjoy Hitman.
Well, yeah, like, here's the thing. I've not done research, but I've watched a video on, like, how one of the levels of Hitman is made, or just sort of explaining the mechanics, or, you know, how they go about making a level in Hitman, which was really cool. And I was like, it's neat. I will obviously preface that this is like this is a game for adults about murder. Like, you're
a hitman.
It is in the title, a hitman, which is an assassin. You go and you kill people.
You play the assassin number 47.
Yeah, you know, like, there is a story behind this, and it's fine, but, like, the more interesting thing is the video, like, the game aspect, and it is sort of, like, an amount of, there's, like, you have to blend in and espionage, and there's, like, 40 different ways to kill somebody, which is pretty neat. You can do it sort of brash and bold, but it's also, like, there's consequences. Yeah, I'll let you talk about it since you actually played it.
Okay, so now I'm playing Hitman 2, and like Alice said, that there are many different ways that you can go after your targets and complete your objectives. As you beat the levels, you can unlock different ways of beating the levels again. So initially, all the things that you can do aren't readily available to you. So one of the favorite levels is going to a racetrack to take out a tech mogul and his daughter,
mm-hmm.
who is a race car driver. And you can do all kinds of things to take them out, such as sabotaging their car, poisoning their drinks, causing accidents. They're doing a robot experiment, and you can tamper with the robot. There's all kinds of things that you can do to get through your objective. You can steal disguises. You can cause distractions, and it can be a faster game, but I'm finding it's more satisfying as you go slow and patient to get your objective done.
Well, I think that's the point of the game, right?
Yeah, which is unusual for me because I don't like being patient. And it's gotten me a few times. You've seen me get impatient.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, it is a game that is about patience. And it is like, there is a stealth aspect. I think maybe you're having more fun with it because there is, like, there can be a lack of stealth where you are blending in, because there is an amount where you can just, like, knock somebody / kill somebody. And not knock them out is what I mean. And then take their clothes, right? And you can do this for, like, anybody, basically.
Yes.
You can do whatever outfit. So that's kind of funny and enjoyable, but also you don't have to hide when you're in an outfit.
Exactly. And you can pretty much, you can trespass anywhere, but if you can steal the right outfit, you can pretty much get anywhere you need to be. People will be suspicious of you if you happen to be moving too quickly, in a way you're not supposed to, or making direct eye contact. Like,
or in their zone.
Yeah, if you're...
And they'll tell you to get out of there. Like, there is a lot of really great... I think the AI in this has to be good, because that's, like, one of the things of it. Like, that's the objective, right? Like, they're trying to find you.
Some of it can be a little bit weird, where they're like, guess you just turned away from me and I'm going to go back to doing what I'm doing. And some of it can be a little bit like, I didn't do anything and
you guys how did you see me, or what did you do to see me, or why did you... But I will say, lots of the times it is like, sometimes you leave a door open and then you kill somebody and then somebody walks through the door and it's like, and you're like, oh, hey, whoops.
So they will notice you doing crimes.
Yeah. And, you know, people will notice, like, and people who don't want to, like, aren't actively, it's called hunting you, won't, like, they'll probably alert people. They won't actively go after you. Like, some, like, civilians, sort of, is what I mean. Or, like, there are people who just work for, like, gardeners or, like, kitchen maid. Like, they'll just run away from you or scream, right? Or
right.
Be like, what are you doing here? You're weird. Like, that's weird, right? They'll just be like, that's weird. Yeah. Go away.
And you can compromise your disguises so they are no longer effective.
Yeah.
So it will block you off from certain parts of what you're supposed to be able to do because people will be suspicious. So I'm finding an immense amount of satisfaction getting through my objectives and taking out my targets. The story is...
It's whatever.
It's kind of whatever. Like, it's a spy thriller sort of situation where you're trying to find out what your past is.
Yeah, and they do also sort of be like, your targets, like the people you kill or the people you're supposed to kill are like, they're bad guys, right? Like, they're like...
This one's a pirate, and this one's really rich and makes bad movies, but he's also part of the criminal underground.
Yeah, like, you know, they're all criminals or drug overlords and, you know, like, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
That's the kind, they sell drugs to orphans or, you know, like, experiment on humans. It's like,
they're kind of bad.
So they kind of try to justify, you know, you killing them. Like, it 100% tries to be like, these are bad people, so don't worry too much about all the murder you're gonna do.
You can, for people who you steal disguises and items from, you can subdue them, and you don't have to kill them.
Yeah, for sure.
You can knock them out and hide them in a trash bin. They'll be fine. They're just going for a very bad nap.
A very long nap.
So, if you get the chance to play Hitman 2, I do recommend it. It is a lot of fun, and they are planning a new Hitman game, Hitman 3, for next year. I believe it is November next year.
Oh.
So, I'll be checking that one out, but in the meantime, I've got this, and I think I may actually get a chance to play the original Hitman. And there's others.
You might just try it again.
I just may try it again now that I...
Sort of know what you're doing.
Yeah, and...
I will say there are parts of Hitman, like, Hitman's a really good-looking game.
It is quite nice to look at.
And it runs really nice for the fact that the level... Like, there's a lot to everything. There's a lot to pick up. There's a lot you can do. Like, there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of little, like, bits you can pick up and not notice. And it's just... It's kind of neat, like, the amount of details in this game.
There are things that I know I can sabotage and use, but I have not found out ways to use them yet. Like, there's a lot of Vespa scooters around that I can get cause oil leaks for.
How? I just want to touch these Vespas.
That's all I want to do. And propane tanks that are just, like, sitting around for no reason.
And you're just like, how could I do this?
So,
no.
And there's a lot of loose wires that I have not yet mastered, but I did manage to electrocute myself one time.
Nice.
Because I went to mess with them in a puddle.
Well, you know.
That was a lesson learned.
Yeah, well, now you know better.
Now I know better. So, yeah, Hitman 2, definitely worth checking out, and yeah, still a lot of fun. And... In the meantime, we have also been playing Gary's Mod, which we promised to play last week.
Geralt's Mod.
So
G-Mod is what it's not actually called Geralt's Mod. That's just me. G-Mod is, like, it's very interesting. It's not actually developed by Valve, or it's just produced by Valve, but it basically is sort of almost like a sandbox thing where you can create your own game, you can test out things, you can sort of make models. It's very interesting and versatile. You can add VR onto it. I don't know. It's very cool. Like
you found mods where you can have, like, horror game set in this.
Puzzles. And we haven't tried everything, and some of it does require you to, like, the only thing with Gary's Mod and, like, some of the modes or some of the maps or some of whatever, you have to have other games, which, you know, so they're usually, I would say, Steam brand games, like, or Valve games, so, like, Left 4 Dead or the Half-Life series, Portal games, stuff
Team
like
Fortress.
That. Yeah, and I would say Team Fortress at least is available to everyone. Like, that's a free game on Steam for, so you get, you know. But you know, there is a cost to it, I would say, for anybody who's interested. If you're like, "What? Oh, that sounds cool," maybe wait to buy, like, Half-Life and Half-Life whatevers when, like, a Steam sale rolls around, because those are usually, like, pennies.
Yeah.
Like, Steam games, or, well, not Steam games, the Valve games specifically, like, they are pretty cheap when Steam sales happen. Just, you know, I guess they can be, because it's Steam. That's what they're owned by. Okay.
So, specifically, we've been doing Prop Hunt, because we have been playing a lot of Among Us with friends.
Yeah.
Which is quite a blast.
Yeah, a fun multiplayer game, and we're like, what else multiplayer games can we play? And Prop Hunt is really fun. It's pretty simple. It's like a hide-and-seek game, right? Where one team, but it's teams, so one team is the seekers and one group is the hiders, and they have to hide by, you know,
changing into different props throughout the level.
And there'll be just random things throughout the map. Obviously, the bigger you are, the more health you have, so you can sort of take more hits. So say if you're a big wooden box, you maybe have more health than something like a little baby doll. It's a lot of fun. It causes a lot of hilarity. Like, it's just a really sort of interesting game because, you know, you think you're very sure. I would say I'm not very good at either. Sometimes I'm okay at hiding, but I'm very bad at finding people. Like, that's just on me. Like, I'm just not good at it. I'm also a really terrible shot. That's what I also feel. Like, sometimes I'm really good at shooting, but I'm not when things are, like, there. Lots of the times our friends will be very tiny objects, and I'm so bad at shooting at them.
Well, it took me forever to figure out how to change into a prop.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
So I had to find some creative ways to hide my T-posing form.
Yeah, which is pretty good. You just couldn't for some reason. Yeah, and so. It can still be a fun game. I think, like, you can just sort of make it what you will. Like, even with just a regular Garry's Mod map, you could play some kind of sort of variation of hide and seek, right?
But once I mastered how to change into a different shape, because I did figure it out.
Did you just, actually didn't know how? Is that what
it was? I kept hitting the buttons people were telling me to, and I eventually did turn into some stuff and hide quite effectively.
So it was you.
I don't know what the real answer is, kids, it is well worth checking out. It is about $12 on Steam to get Garry's Mod, and then with the workshops, you can download add-ons, scenarios, different games, and you can also have your friends play with you as well if you are looking for something other than Among Us to play. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're still playing Among Us, and... Well, I've still got a few days left, so what game will I be playing this week, Alice?
I don't know. You should finish Hitman.
I should finish Hitman, but I think I've only got another day left in that one.
Yeah?
Yep. So I will have to find another game to play and finish and go forth.
I do not know.
No?
No.
Okay, well, we'll go through our library, and I'll come back next week with a whole other game. And then what are you planning on playing?
I'm not sure. I do sort of want to revisit some, like, either iPad games or some games actually on my Mac PC. I have just been noticing that, like, this is for the first time in a very long time I've loaded up my Mac for actual video gaming, because that's the thing that I use for gaming. I'm sorry, everyone. But I'm going to play probably Left 4 Dead. And, I guess there was also a new Dead by Daylight update. So I'm going to get on that. And Dead by Daylight is, like, yeah, there's a new killer.
Do we know who the killer is?
I'm not 100% sure what the name is, but it's pretty scary. I feel it's sort of some kind of Victorian kind of killer kind of thing. He doesn't have a jaw. Like a bottom jaw.
I don't like that at
all. It's quite scary. And the thing is that he moves very, very fast. Has kind of a move called Rush. And it just, like, you can just book it across the map. And it's terrible. I don't like it. I'm going to be interested to watch people play it. I'm, once again, a very big baby at Dead by Daylight. It scares me. I'm afraid. But otherwise, yeah. I do like Left 4 Dead. Like, I'm going to play that. That doesn't scare me as much. I don't know why. I think it's a little more comedical, right?
Especially when you are playing with people that you're familiar with. Yeah. It's more fun with friends.
Oh, yeah. No, something like Left 4 Dead. Yeah, in general, like... Yeah, like, even with the Gmod things I was playing some scary Gmod horror maps. And they're kind of, I just don't get them, is maybe what the thing is. Like, some of them sort of explain. And one we did actually play together that it said it was a horror map. It was not a horror map at all, and then it played some, like, rock music as we were shooting guys.
I don't think people understand what horror is.
Well, it made me laugh because I was like, oh, yeah, it's working. Oh, this is kind of scary, y'all. Let's read the instructions. Okay, here we go. Oh, what is the music? Oh, there's just guys just killing us, just shooting at us. And I'm like...
Gmod Doom.
It was fine. It was just, I was confused at what we were playing since that is not what I was expecting. I did play another one that was a terrifying dungeon maze thing, but I just kept on dying. And I don't know, like...
You gave one scream and then I didn't hear a peep from you for the rest of that playthrough.
Yeah, like, I got over it because I realized that they wasn't going to hurt me, except then the time that I died, and then I kept on dying over and over. So after you die a couple times and see a skeleton T-pose, it loses its, it loses a little bit of the scares. Also, I don't have the sound on, which is a big deal for me, because if I had the sound on, I guarantee you I would have screamed, like, for all of it.
I'm just going to make a horror mod that's just all T-posing skeletons.
See, they're not scary, and that was a lot of what it was. Like, and even another one that I did, it was called Ghost Hunt. It had a T-posing skeleton in the bathroom, and, you know, like, the first time it kind of got me, but then the second time I'm like, or, you know, I'm just sort of like, oh, it's, yeah, T-posing skeleton.
You know what we should play since we have been talking about Gary's Mod? And I do have it, and I might be able to get it to work.
What?
Half-Life 2.
Oh, well, I can... Yeah, well, I've played Half-Life 2. I've got it to work. I could get it to work on my Mac for sure. I that's how I played it, Megan.
So, I think that's going to be a couple of our projects for next week to do. Yeah, and
I like Half-Life 2 a lot. It's fun.
Okay, then we will give it another try, and maybe I'll actually make it through Portal 2. Nope. Nope, I gotta give my poor computer a bit of a rest. I know it can't do Portal 2. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week. And yeah, you keep changing.
Have a good one.